LM Communication Station.
What is your ideal community? What does your ideal community look like?
How will we create a future that's not just an improvement, but one that is more deeply connected and fulfilling? The answer to that question for me is community.
It's My Town, Your Town, an hour about all the good stuff happening in our community. Good people doing good things, all moving our town forward in a positive way. And now here's the host of My Town, Your Town, Jim Strawn.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Friday to you. This is episode number 8. Wow, we've been doing this 8 weeks now. My Town, Your Town. I love that open. The open says it all. This is a show for 60 minutes, and we are talking to good people, doing just that, good things, good organizations, good companies, good grassroots organizations, just moving the needle in a positive way. That's what My Town, Your Town is all about. You can be listening, and we're glad you're listening. However you're listening, we appreciate you. You may be listening on WSCWAM.com. Thank you very much for that. You may be listening 1410 AM. You may be listening 102.3 FM. You may have downloaded the app. I hope you have. I downloaded it about week number one. Download the app, go to your store, whether you have an Apple or an Android product, and download News Talk WSCW on your favorite app store and listen to us. We have an hour packed with some, you can only imagine, good guests, right? We throw the word around here good, but we don't use it loosely. We have good people coming on, action-packed. We're going to be talking with Mackenzie Spencer in just a moment. Mackenzie is our executive director as the city of Charleston in the Kanawha Valley launches 10 days where it becomes a city of art. Festival, I forget what number this is, but festival is starting today. It'll run until June the 18th. We'll be catching up with Mackenzie in just a moment. After we talk with Mackenzie, we are going to be talking with Alicia Clark. Alicia is one of our dancers in town. They have a big dance event coming up, probably part of festival, maybe not. I don't really know. We're going to talk to Alicia Clark after we talk with Mackenzie. And then wrapping up our hour today, the last 20 minutes, we're talking to our good friend. Did you know this, Mackenzie? Morgan Robinson is coming in.
I love Morgan.
I know. Morgan.
I dearly love her.
Morgan's coming in later on this afternoon, this morning for this show. She just recently took a new role. We miss her at the Clay Center. We'll talk about her role at the Clay Center that she had, but she's now in a new role, building the business for Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery. They're actually going to be a sponsor tonight down at Haddad Riverfront Park, the Schoenbaum stage, first day of festival. And we have Of the Dell and The Who, a tribute to The Who with John Ingram and his friends. And Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery will be one of our sponsors tonight. So we're going to talk with Morgan Robinson about her new business that she's working with. And we're going to talk with her about her affiliation with tonight down at Live on the Levee. Live on the Levee, folks. Should be fun tonight. Music gets started, just as an FYI, at 6:30 Of the Dell. And then John Ingram and his friends will take center stage at 7:45 with two 45-minute sets. The weather looks perfect. When I say perfect, it might be perfect if you bring a sweater or a long-sleeve shirt. It might be one of those cool, crisp, late spring, early summer evenings. And it just looks like it's going to be another picture-perfect week at the Moses Utter Group Live on the Levee, season 19, week number 3. And it's also the very first day and the first of two Live on the Levees that encompass our festival. Festival Charleston. I don't know what year this is. My guests will know
this
in just
19.
A moment. 19. This is our 19th season for festival. Joining me now on My Town, Your Town, as promised at the top of the show, my good friend. She is a media goddess. She's a media queen. And I say that because I understand that. I feel like I'm a media king, and I'm not, but I see you wherever I go. We're always doing, we always have the microphone stuck in our face, but we seem to like that. So we're going to talk with you about festival the next 10 days. Today is day number one. We welcome into the studio Mackenzie Spencer.
Good
Mackenzie,
morning.
How are you?
You
doing
good? Great. Thank you.
I know that was a long introduction for you, but you deserve it.
I appreciate that, but thank you so much for having me.
How's it going?
I appreciate it. It's going good. We're on day one.
And
starting out strong.
You and I talk off air. there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do right now, right? I mean, you're ready to go?
We're riding the wave, yeah.
Talk about if people are maybe from out of town or they're listening for the first time, or maybe they just don't know what festival is all about. And then if you're from here and you don't know, what? If you're living under a rock, get out from under that rock. But talk to the audience who may just kind of refresh your memory about what festival really is from 100,000 miles away.
Yeah, absolutely. So festival is primarily an arts festival. We do 10 days in the summer, 10 days in the fall, but we have some year-round programming that we do as well. But we really focus...
Like three things is year-round.
Exactly,
That's festival.
Yes, that's festival. And so what we really focus on is music, theater, art, dance. And that's visual art, that is digital, any kind of art form that you can imagine. And some that you might not really think about often. Literature, culinary, some of the other kind of artistry things. You know,
that's interesting, and that does ring a bell with me. I remember 2 or 3 years ago, we did an oral history of Wattpow Park and Charleston baseball.
Yeah.
Eric did that.
Yep.
I was part of that. Rod Blackstone was part of that.
Yeah.
He interviewed tons of people, and you just listened to it. It was almost like a podcast, but you really could piecemeal the history of Charleston baseball from the 30s with the Charleston Senators all the way up to now.
Yeah.
Over there, we called it Appalachian Power Park. Now it's Go-Mart Ballpark. And up until that time, it wasn't the Dirty Birds, but it's the history of Charleston baseball. So that is a festival art. That was
it
an
is
art.
Absolutely.
So there's things like that happening.
Absolutely, and we're partners with the Dirty Birds this year too on a festival night.
Love it.
There that we're going to have some art activities and things for the kiddos there. But I mean, it really does encompass a lot of different things. A lot of different things that maybe you don't even think of as art primarily, but you know, we have art pieces and different things going on throughout our entire city.
We're talking with Mackenzie Spencer, our director, executive director with Festival Season 19. We can't talk about everything because there's like over 100 things to take. Is there
crazy.
Over 100 things?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. There's so many things that we have kind of packed in. And I like to say it's almost like a create your own adventure book because you can take one of our schedules and kind of map out your own festival
journey. I have a schedule in my hand right now.
Yes.
But as you know, I'm not really, I'm visual, but this is radio and I'm showing it to you like people are seeing it. It's not my
thing. But you can get your own.
How do you get your own?
So we will have them at every festival event. So join us alive in the levee
tonight.
We're going to have them. Yeah, we're going to have them at the levee.
You've been passing them out for the first 2 weeks of the levee.
Absolutely, but they're in our restaurants, our hotels, our stores. They're everywhere. But, you know, if you can't wait that long, if you can't wait till live in the levee tonight to start to figure out your festival plans, festivalcharleston.com has every single event listed on it.
Festivalcharleston.com. Go there. I've been there. Very insightful, very thorough, easy to navigate. What are some, I don't know if I say it, like highlights or some bigger things, some flagship things?
Yeah.
You got to have the program. You got to have the catalog. You got to go to the, the website. But what are some... just some biggies.
Yeah, well, obviously we love our Live on the Levee.
Live on the
so we'll be
biggie.
At Live on the Levee this tonight and next week. But we've got our Sunrise Carriage Trail. That's going to be happening this Sunday.
Love the Carriage Trail.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful place in Charleston. If you've never been to the Carriage Trail, I highly recommend it. Yeah. It is beautiful.
It's about a half mile up or a half mile down, a half mile back up, depending on where you start. It's a mile
and it's
up and down.
Exactly. And it's, you know, beautiful nature, but we kind of put our own little twist on it. We have musicians and artists and theater groups and dancing happening on kind of in the little nooks and crevices and corners.
If you haven't walked the Carriage Trail, it was built so Governor McCorkle could build his mansion up on top of the hill. And so you couldn't go straight up. You had to go at a really low level incline because the stone was brought up on a trailer by horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes up in like an S, like a bunch of S's. So every curve, there's a, like Mackenzie said, there's a nook, a cranny, a place. And because this is an art festival, you set up things that are artistic.
Absolutely.
It's so cool.
Cats and Drummers will be there with drums, and the kids can play the drums and get involved. Kanawha County Master Gardeners is coming, and they're going to do leaf rubbings with everybody. And so, like...
leaf rubbing.
Exactly.
That's an art, fellas.
It is.
And ladies and gentlemen.
And it goes directly with the nature of the Carriage Trail. And so that's one of our fun things. And then, you know, our Capitol Street Art Fair and Children's Art Fair has kind of become a staple of festival. And so that'll be the 17th and the 18th.
Next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend.
And that's usually like a Friday or Saturday or
Saturday, Sunday. Yep, Saturday, Sunday. So we have almost 70 artisans that'll be out there with every form of art you can think of. But we also have live music that's going to be every hour on the hour as we're open with a lot of local talent. You know, we've got a lot of talent in this area, a lot in this region.
So much, Mackenzie.
It's amazing. So much. And people, I don't know if people know all of the talent that we really have. And that, I mean, that goes for everything, music, theater, dance. You know, we've got so many great people here. And so we want to showcase that. We want to highlight it. We want to make sure that people know, like, this is in our backyard.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Mackenzie Spencer, our director with Festival. This is day one of The City Becomes the 10 Days of a Work of Art.
Yes.
It's a great tagline. How long have you been in this role now?
So just a little over a year.
So you are a little over a year.
Yeah.
Talk to the audience about how much you know. You're from here, so you know some.
I am, yes.
A little bit of the history of Festival. You know, I know the beginnings, but how much do you know and how much can you tell the audience?
So in 2004, the idea kind of started to culminate of, you know, we can go to all these places, we can do all these things, see all these amazing talents. Why can't we do this at home? Why do we have to travel? Why can't we do this in Charleston? We have the means, we have the venues, we've got the spaces, and we've got the talent. So why can't we do it here? And so a few different places. There is a festival in Charleston, South Carolina, mm-hmm. called Spoleto.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the major influences of the beginnings of Festival. And then the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and a few like that were kind of the tipping point of, you know, maybe we can pull a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and see mm-hmm. what we can do. Mm-hmm. So in 2005, they did their first festival, which was a three-day-long weekend.
I was going to say it was a long weekend.
Yeah, it was just a long weekend. And so it started from there, and it's just grown and grown and grown.
I'm going to let you say the name of a young man that was very instrumental in the beginnings of this. I'll give you the honor, because this is a big name.
It is.
He's a friend of all of us, and without this gentleman, Festival may not be what it is today.
Absolutely. Larry Gross.
Love him.
Larry Gross, who, you know, has hosted Mountain Stage for years, has been instrumental in the culmination of the scene here with the arts and music. I mean, Larry really was the person that put boots on the ground, got it done. I mean, and there were other people in the room, obviously Mayor Danny Jones at the time, Rod Blackstone, Vic Gregoracci. There were several folks that came together in a room to say, how do we do this? Let's make it happen. Obviously, they had the support of Mayor Jones, who really was instrumental in kicking this off, too. But Larry was the first executive director of Festival and got it to where it is. And, I mean, it's been truly remarkable to see the growth over the past 19 years.
And he was very good, very capable, and very gifted at doing what I'm going to say right now, and we're still doing that. Mm-hmm. But he was able to collaborate with all these arts organizations.
Yeah.
From all over the valley, mm-hmm. with the Light Opera Guild, with the Community Music Association, with, you know, again, Live on the Levee, with Mountain Stage, with, you name it, Charleston Ballet, the Dance Fest.
Absolutely.
The list goes on and on.
Festival would not be what it is today without partnerships.
There are all these things that are happening. Mackenzie, you and your crack staff of two or three, you put this together, but you don't put this together. The arts organizations do it. They just piggytail, and we organize it as a festival.
So there are some events that you'll see that are festival-produced events that we, from top to bottom, book everybody, do everything, get everything together. But there are a lot of events that happen during Festival that are partner events, and that, you know, you'll see the Charleston Civic Chorus, and you'll see people like Charleston Montessori with Rolls on the River, and the Downtown Charleston Association with Art Walk, you know. I mean, they're such amazing events and showcase our community and our arts, and we partner with them to make it into one large festival over this many days.
You were mentioning at our humble beginnings that were really not as humble as you might think. It was 3 days, but it was a packed 3 days. Then it went to 5 days, mm-hmm. and then it went to seven. So then there was 1 year, I think, the 10th or 15th anniversary.
Yeah, we did 15.
We went like 15 days
mm-hmm,
of art.
We did. I mean,
so
we actually did 15 last year, too.
Oh, my mm-hmm. gosh. I mean, just every day. So, on 2 weeks of of the month. And like Mackenzie said, we also don't just do it in the summer. There's festival events in the fall, and she has some ongoing things that she does throughout the year. But I want to get this story in, because you were mentioning the beginnings about other markets throughout the United States doing these mm-hmm. kinds of things. And, you know, and prominent people from our market would go and visit and go, why aren't we doing that in Charleston?
Yep.
The Good Night celebration that we do on December mm-hmm. 31st, Joe Wallenberger was a member of the Community Music Association,
mm-hmm.
and he went somewhere in the New England states on New Year's Eve, and they had this music for free for like 2 hours, and he's like, why aren't we doing that? So the Community Music Association did that for many, many years, and then the festival, I think, did it for a few years, but that's how things get started.
Exactly.
By prominent art people who are like, hey, we can do this, and now we are doing this.
Absolutely.
And now we're a destination.
Yeah.
Some people come to see, we got to go to Charleston for a festival. It's unbelievable.
So last year, we do surveys at every one of our events.
That's why I gave you that segue. Yeah. I put that ball right in the tee for you.
You did it. You had it for me. So we do surveys every year so we can kind of see where people are coming from. And along with, you know, the great folks of the Charleston CVB and our hotels, we can kind of see where people are coming from. And so last summer for festival, we had people from 20 states.
Wow.
And at least three different countries that were here.
So I know you probably know this, but I mean, I'm sure the mayor of Charleston, Mayor Goodwin, I'm sure our commissioners of Kanawha County, and quite frankly, I'm sure the governor would say, hey, great job, because that's money that's not our money. The money's coming
Absolutely.
In and they're leaving it with us.
Exactly. That's money coming into our
that's
our community.
That's an economic impact that we love.
Absolutely. And a lot of our small businesses and shops and restaurants have said to us, you know, this is one of the highlights of our year because the receipts that we get during festival, you know, rival New Year's Eve and some of the bigger nights for the restaurant industry and shops. So
I was getting ready to say one of my favorite things. 2 weeks ago, we had a crazy off the chain opening night for the Moses Otter Group live
amazing.
On the levee. Maybe 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people down there. Almost all the food vendors did really well.
Oh yeah.
And then I went out into town, the restaurants and a couple establishments, and they're all thanking me like I had something to do with it. Like, thanks, Jim. We had a record night.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. We sold all of our food. Thanks. So there's a buzz when there's people here and they're spending money. They're
Absolutely.
Buying. They're staying at the hotels. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the whole river, the tide, we all come up.
Absolutely.
Every boat in the river comes up. Literally, every boat in our river, which was
which
open
is a lot.
140
yeah.
boats that night.
Which is a lot.
But that rising tide, we hear
is.
It, and it's true, and you're doing it for the next 10 days.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that really, you know, people are still coming out of COVID, understanding, like, the need and the, you know, basically the great feeling that comes behind being around people again. I mean, that hasn't gone away.
We actually just,
boom from COVID.
The World Health Organization, in a month or last 2 months, have officially lifted the crisis. So it's just now, okay, take a breath. We're still cautious. We're still watching things.
Yep.
They're still keeping an eye on it for us.
Right.
And we know it's there. We're very cognizant of it. But talk about, I say this when I speak to some groups, that was one of the most transformative times in the archives of mankind.
Absolutely.
And we all lived it.
Absolutely.
We lived it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that wasn't easy, but here we are. Now we're celebrating, I think, a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. And
woo!
I mean, we all had to adapt, and we all had to change our business models and kind of see how things would go. I mean, we had a completely virtual year of festival. We had a hybrid year of festival. So to
Which
be able
did,
to be back
we
in
We did the
person.
Best we could.
Exactly.
We thought it was good, and it was for what we had. But boy, there's nothing like sitting
Absolutely.
And seeing and feeling and
being
leap.
With your friends and making those
wine
memories.
Wine and jazz is a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, wine and jazz is going to be great.
Because I'm on the board with Fun for the Arts, and we did that virtually that year.
Mm-hmm.
Daggone, it wasn't.
Things just weren't the same.
The same.
They just weren't.
So
they
wine
weren't
and jazz.
Same.
Talk about wine and jazz.
Yeah. So wine and jazz. Fun for the Arts is going to be having wine and jazz on Saturday, June the 17th. It's going to be really amazing. Back of the UC lawn, we're going to have music all day long. You know, Moon Hooch is going to be our headliner of the evening. But again, you've got that local talent. Bob Thompson's going to be there. Yeah. Hot Jazz of Charleston. So there's so many people that are going to be out and about.
The wine and jazz. It begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, goes until probably about 10 o'clock that evening. There's a lot of little things that you don't think about, like ice cream and the wiener dog races.
Oh, yeah.
Down at Magic Island. There's so much happening at Magic Island. Festival is great for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, I love how we cater to the kiddos, man. There's a lot of kid stuff.
Listen, that's
then,
one of the...
And then young and hard, like, you know,
exactly,
some of us.
Exactly. But that's one of the pillars of festival. We really want to lift up our youth, not only through, you know, free programming that we can make sure that they're having access to during festival, but we also have a year-round program called Ticket Town, and we partner with the Greater Kanawha Valley Foundation. We partner with the Carter Family Foundation to give opportunities to low-income youth in our community to go to these plays and these concerts and things that, you know, they might not have otherwise access to. You know, the Symphony is a partner with that. The Children's Theater of Charleston, Charleston Light Opera Guild, the Clay Center, you know, and it's not only, it's films in the Planetarium. It shows at the Clay Center. It shows at the Little Theater. Things that are, you know, maybe something that they're not able to go to all the time. And not only do we deal with the tickets, but also transportation. If transportation is an issue, we'll take care of that. If staff time to get those after-school programs there is an issue, we'll help with that. Whatever those barriers are, we want to make sure that kids in our community are able to access the arts.
Love that. We've been talking with Mackenzie Spencer, our director with the festival. Begins today, June the 9th, day number one of 10 days, when our city does become a work of art. We've been talking 20 minutes, Mackenzie. I feel like we could talk for 3 hours and 20 minutes. We haven't even touched. Well, we touched, but we didn't dive deep into the 120, 130 activities. So get you a brochure. Go to festivalcharleston.com. If you can't get a printed brochure, but try to grab one of those. But if you can't get one of those now, go to festival, that's F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L-L, charleston.com. All one word, festivalcharleston.com. Go there, learn, pick out your strategy, because you know, if you can get the 10 things in a day, that's great. But there's 30 things a day, so you got to map out your own strategy and your own roadmap. How many things of all these will you get to, Mackenzie?
Most of them. So you're like, I don't know that I'll be anywhere time.
You're like a politician campaign. You're going to be one place 3 and 4 minutes at a time.
Pretty much, yeah. And then I got to go to the next one.
Folks, pick your favorites. Get out there. Mackenzie, great. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to do a parting shot, a wrap up, what this event means and why people should get involved.
Absolutely. The arts are important. The arts are vital to our community. It helps make a vibrant community and bring people to Charleston. Come out. Try out some old favorites, some traditional things, but there's a lot of new things. Try something new, something that you've never tried before, because you may really find something that you're passionate about and that you're going to learn more about. So festivalcharleston.com. We hope to see you this week.
Great. There she is, Mackenzie Spencer, our director, our executive director with Festival. I publicly want to say this. I appreciate you. I applaud you. I'm proud of what you do. Good luck to you. You don't need it. Your team's done a great job. And as we said off air about an hour or so ago, it's here. It's going to happen whether you're ready or not. So here we go.
So buckle up.
Here we go. Buckle up. It's festival time, folks. And as promised at the top of the show, when I come back from break, I'll be joined by Alicia Clark. She's going to talk about, well, she's a dancer. So she's going to talk all things in this dance community. And I can't wait to talk with Alicia. I met her years ago when she was a dance instructor with Dancing with the Stars. And I will be right back with Alicia.
About an auto shop. Well, here at Link Automotive, we're changing the auto shop experience. We want to make sure our customers are well taken care of. Some of our great features include a loyalty program, contactless payment, a vehicle pickup and delivery service, electronic estimates, comfortable waiting room, and a positive experience. Visit linkauto.io to see what we're all about and schedule your appointment. Know what to expect. Know Link Auto.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back. Welcome in to My Town, Your Town. I am so humbled to serve as your host. My name is Jim Strong. What a great segment with Mackenzie Spencer. This is episode number 8 of My Town, Your Town. Wow, I've done 7 of these previously. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for listening. However you may be listening this morning, whether it's on the website, WSCWAM.com, maybe you're listening on your News Talk app, or maybe you're just driving around, or maybe you're just in your living room and you're listening on 1410 AM or 102.3 FM. This is a show about good stuff, good people. Mackenzie was good people. And we're doing good stuff in our community with Festival. I mentioned at the top of the show that I'm going to be having on a dear friend of mine. She's Festival is about dance and art and other things. This, too, is a little bit about the arts. This is the dance art. This is the performing arts. And my next guest is a dancer. I met her in 2009 or 2010 when she was a dance instructor for Dancing with the Stars. I think I was the MC that year. I danced a couple years later. Her mama was the DJ. I think they still do a little thing, something together. But welcome into the program, My Town, Your Town, my dear friend. I'm looking at her. She's beautiful. Alicia Clark. Alicia, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I wish you guys could see this smile. It's bigger than a Cheshire cat. It's bigger than mine. And I smile all the time. You have such a great disposition. You have such a great attitude. And you have so much fun. And you love to dance. You do a lot. You consider yourself a professional ballroom dance instructor. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
So you do this kind of for a living. You're a professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're from right here in Charleston, but talk about your journey, and then we'll get into how you consider yourself and what do you do in the dance community.
Yeah, I grew up here in Charleston. I'm a Charleston native. I grew up in the ballroom dance community.
Because of your mom?
Yeah, my mom's a ballroom dancer.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
And I started in the community when I was just 9 years old, going to my first...
So that was four... No, you're 18, 19? That was 10 years... No.
Yeah, it's just a few years ago.
Okay.
But I went to my first dance at the University of Charleston, formal dance at 9 years old, dancing the foxtrot. You know, buzzing around the room, loving the waltz. So I've grown up with it. I've grown up here in the community, and I appreciate the whole community taking me in. Being able to give back to the community is huge. I do a lot of programs with the colleges, the local schools. You know, you call me and you want to talk dance, you want to dance, I'm there. You know, what I like to do and what some of my students say is that Alicia gets you ready for the dance floor.
Nice.
So if you've never danced before, you know, that's where you start.
I can attest to that. You got Mayor Danny Jones ready for the dance floor. Was that the first one? Was that the second one? I forget
what. The first Dancing with the Stars, I had like triple duty. I had Senator Joe Manchin.
Okay.
I trained him. Which that was super duty.
He likes to dance, so he's pretty smooth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's pretty smooth.
He's pretty good on his feet.
Yeah, and then I had Mayor Danny Jones.
Yeah.
And he loves Earth, Wind, and Fire. So
right, you did a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
So we did a little cha-cha to that. So
I remember
that was a lot
now.
Of fun.
I would have forgot the song, but now I remember. So those early years, and that's how we met. And I was the master of ceremonies for those. And then in 2010, I actually got to dance.
Yeah, you took
so
the floor.
So Alan McBay and who's our pretty woman? Sandy was the co-host for that year. And I took the dance floor. Lorenda was my dance instructor.
Oh, you guys were fun.
I did a East Coast, West Coast swing. But the whole thing was just the whole vibe and the atmosphere and the camaraderie between the competition, between the instructors and the people that were learning how to dance and doing a 3 or 4 minute number. And it's back again really big, and now the beneficiary is United Way, and Margaret's taking it to a nice level. It's over at the convention center. There may be more people coming. But we packed the Embassy Suites in the early years of Dancing with the Stars.
We set
it up there pretty high, and every time I think about that, I always pause and remember those who had a big hand in that who aren't with us anymore. So I always love to thank Patty. Carmen?
Patty was wonderful.
Patty,
that was the West Virginia Symphony League.
Yeah, and Irish Riggs was a big deal with it then. But anyway, we're talking with Alicia, and this is Alicia's time. Alicia Clark, a professional ballroom dancer. How do you become a professional ballroom dancer? How does that, I mean, how can you call yourself a professional?
Well, I tell you what, you have to train under many, many dance instructors, hours and hours of lessons and certifications. And, you know, I specialize in ballroom and Latin dancing. So waltz, foxtrot, tango, merengue, mambo, salsa, you know, bachata, any of those things in that category. Like I said, I teach at many of the local colleges. I have a class every Tuesday at the University of Charleston.
So you have a class every Tuesday at UC. And what is that class and how do we get in?
Well, I tell you what, it's at 6 o'clock every Tuesday. Okay. It's in the Julia McCormick Ballroom and the Geary Union Student Building.
Yep.
So the great thing about it is, you know, it's free to faculty and students.
Okay. Well, I'm an adjunct professor. Can I come?
That's right. I'm waiting. Uh-oh.
I'll be there Tuesday night, folks.
That's it. So free to faculty and students. And for the public, we ask for a $10 donation.
Oh, so affordable.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely. And you can show up and dance.
A lot of people are wanting to learn this ballroom dance. My wife keeps going, Jim, we dance, but we don't dance the way I want to because you do your own thing and you make me do my own thing because you're doing your own thing. But I want a ballroom dance with you. My wife and I could come and you could teach us how to ballroom
Absolutely.
Dance.
Absolutely. And part of ballroom That's dancing is learn how to dance with another individual, Jim.
My worst my worst pet peeve for me, people say about me, a characteristic that I'm very well aware of, my criticism of me is I don't dance with anybody. I dance to the beat of my own drum. And sometimes that's really fun and cool. But for other people, that's not so fun and cool.
Yeah, maybe
so you,
not.
You know me. Yeah, and that's what I do.
Yeah, the missus might want to dance with
so
husband.
We need to be there on a Tuesday night. What is this dance club that you host? I can't say that.
Passe-Pie Dance Club.
Say it again.
Passe-Pie. Now, Passe-Pie is the oldest dance club in Charleston. Jim, it's 75 years old.
Passe-Pie?
Yes, it is.
It's not spelled like that. I know, but it's is it French?
Yes.
Because there's letters in there that you don't say.
Or okay. Passe-Pie, but it's pronounced Passe-Pie Dance Club.
Okay, I'll let you keep saying
and
it.
And it's the oldest dance club in Charleston. I mean, it's a
75 years now?
Yeah, it's a true gem here. You know, we've had members of this dance club who, you know, are... you know, here in the dance community. I've been lucky to be president the
past 4 years.
So I was
going to say, what's your affiliation? You're the president?
I am the president, yes, of the Passe-Pie Dance Club. For the past 4 years, we have our dances at the Woman's Club of Charleston.
That's a great venue,
downtown Charleston. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we use it for festival. We use it for lots of things.
Oh,
lots
yeah,
of great
we use
events.
It for lots
That's
of
a great club.
So we are there every month we call it the school year. So September through May.
Okay.
It's the second Saturday of every month. We have a different DJ. We have different themes. This Saturday, we have Mark Davis with
this
Final
is the,
Village.
This is the club's last dance of the season until we start back again in September. You know, like you said, it's a school thing.
Yeah,
September
Well, summer,
May.
A lot of people like to get out. They're live on the levee. They're out on their boats. You know, the weather's really nice. So
something very special happening tomorrow night, June the 10th. It'll be at, as she mentioned, the Women's Club of Charleston. Talk about who's going to be there and what's going to come down tomorrow night.
Well, we've got Vinyl Village, and you know Mark Davis. He is, he's amazing. He's a wonderful DJ. Vinyl Village. He actually has the vinyl records. It is so cool. If you have not seen him, just come out, check him out. Even if you're not a dancer,
Alicia,
come and see Mark.
Alicia, I worked with Mark last Saturday evening at Edgewood Country Club for the Mountaineer Montessori Gala, and we do it every year. That was our 10th year in a row to collaborate and work together. I'm the MC auctioneer. He spins the vinyl. And as you mentioned, it's real vinyl. It's a 45, it's a 33, it's an LP, and he spins the vinyl. And if you don't know the name, he's also very involved with the Kanawha County Schools. He is the visual and performing arts curriculum specialist and director
amazing.
For all of that. And then on top of that, just if you need him, he can play the drums pretty daggone well, and he's part of the Voodoo Cats, one of my all-time favorite groups. So Mark Davis will be a part of this tomorrow night. Continue, Alicia.
Yeah, absolutely. It's at the Women's Club, downtown Charleston, Mark Davis, Final Village, Passe-Pie. Now, you don't have to be a member to come. You can show up.
Okay.
You know, you don't even have to be a guest to show up, say, hey, I'm here to see Mark Davis. I want to listen to music. You know, I want to dance. The theme is island
You have
casual.
A theme. So dress like you're going, like you're in Hawaii or whatever you want.
Yeah, dressing casual, island
festively
theme.
Fun.
We like to have fun. We like snacks, refreshments.
So people can show up.
Yeah, absolutely. $15? BYOB. You want to bring your own
$15.
Bottle. $15. Yeah, that's it.
So, folks, if you're looking for something tomorrow night, $15, put your favorite Hawaiian or Polynesian or whatever island-themed dress you might want to have on, get a little food, listen to some vinyl music, dance a little bit. If you don't know how, I'm sure Alicia will give you a quick in-service just for a couple of steps.
Oh, you got it.
And it's just a fun vibe. How many folks do you think will be there tomorrow night?
50, maybe 50, 60
time.
People.
Nice.
You know, we fill the room, you know, enough to really have a good time.
That is a good time.
And I have been challenged to teach a hula tomorrow night.
Uh-oh.
Now, I know that's not ballroom, but, you know, have I ever said no to a task?
Oh, the hula.
Yeah. Like the island luau. Okay.
Not a hula hoop. The hula dance.
Hula dance. Yeah. Okay. I know the listeners can't see me dancing, but I'm actually doing it now. I'm dancing the hula.
I can see her. Guys, you might want to check this out. Yeah, you definitely want to check this out.
And I am packing a grass skirt for tomorrow night, so it is on.
It is on.
And we're going to have a lot of fun.
What happens? We got about 6 or 7 minutes left in this segment, Alicia. I want to get in some other things that I know is on your agenda. And I know this, but I don't know enough about it. But I know your mom always did. I don't know if she still does, but down at Pipestem.
Yes.
What do you do? What's your affiliation?
Well,
you're always at Pipestem dancing. What does that mean? What does that mean to our audience?
Well, Pipestem is West Virginia's hidden secret. It's beautiful, nestled right in the mountains. It's, you know, right on the ridge of the Bluestone. You know, it's just a beautiful area. But we're there again in November. It's the third week of November. And it's West Virginia's Dirty Dancing Weekend. That's what we call it.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing right here in West Virginia.
Me love.
So we are there. It's a whole weekend packed with dancing, dance instructors. We've got a DJ. Everything's in the lodge. You never have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dance until we just can't dance anymore. We carry our shoes back up to our room, get up in the morning, and we start it again. So I've been there since 2003. I'm a vendor there for the state of West Virginia, Pipestem Resort, one of our beautiful resorts. So you can sign up for that. It's a weekend package, you know, meals included. You know, you get your room, you get your dancing, all your dance instruction, and we have people from all over the United States.
Is that something you do often or once a year or twice
a
year?
Well, twice a year, and then COVID hit. So we started back this past year after COVID, and we're doing it annually. So we're doing it in November. We did it last November. It was really successful.
Okay.
So we're hoping to get maybe back up to twice a year, but...
So it's the Pipestem Resort Ballroom Dance Weekend. It's all weekend. Coming up, the next one is November the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Give Alicia a call or call this number to book your package for the Pipestem Resort Ballroom Dance Weekend. You can get a whole package. You can spend, you know, obviously the weekend there. There's other activities outside of dancing, but dancing is the bulk of it. But they have pools and golf. I've been there 100 times. I love me some Pipestem. Call 304-466-1800, 304-466-1800. What number is that? And do they ask for, I want to book the dance weekend?
That's Pipestem Resort. So yeah,
that's Pipestem.
You just call and say,
I want to book the dance weekend.
Yep, that's it.
November 17th, 18th, and 19th. Folks, please, if you're into dancing or just into nature or just into West Virginia State Parks or just into traveling the great state and doing fun things, that's a good weekend for you right there. We've got, maybe 3 or 4 minutes left. What else do you want to get in the next 3 minutes? I'll give the mic and the floor to you, Alicia. We're talking with Alicia Clark, professional ballroom dancer and instructor, and right here in Charleston. Take it away, Alicia.
Yeah, I really just want to press the ballroom dancing and the community and everything here, Charleston. There's so many dance opportunities. I know I talked about...
We have a lot of dance companies that do a lot of really cool things.
Oh, absolutely. But you'd be surprised how many ballroom dance clubs there are. Wow. There are a lot of places to dance. So if you want to check out my page, it's Come Dancing Charleston. It's on Facebook. It's at Come Dancing Charleston.
Come Dancing Charleston?
Come Dancing Charleston.
Is it dancing? Come dance.
I-N-G. Dancing.
Come Dancing
mm-hmm.
Charleston.
Come Dancing Charleston. And I am the owner of Come Dancing Charleston, LLC.
There it is.
And you can check out there our Tuesday nights that we have at the University of Charleston. You'll get information about the Pass PA Dance Club. There's also a dance club that is the United States Amateur Ballroom Dancers Association.
Wow.
And they have dances right over here at the Hansford Center in St. Albans.
Oh, yeah.
And those are $10 to get in. They're a wonderful time. We've got a Latin club, Academy Dance Club, University Club. There's a Shag Dance Club that dances Friday nights in South Charleston. All things dance. If you want to get out and dance, just call me up. You know, you can call my cell phone. You can, you know, get on Facebook, Come Dancing Charleston, and say, hey, Alicia, it's Wednesday. What do I do tonight? And I'll say, oh, here, dancing is here. You know, it's downtown. West Coast Swing is tonight.
With a minute to go, Alicia, with 1 minute to go, I'm going to let you talk about your beautiful family, your husband, your daughter, who I saw at the levee. But she, I know girls and boys that are 15 years old because I've been on Facebook for 15 years. So I've watched them grow up on Facebook because we're connected on Facebook. And I've seen her grow up, and now she's a star volleyball player, maturing into a beautiful young woman. She's always been a cute kid. But then they get 15, and they become beautiful young women. And I saw her the other day, and I waved at her, and I called her by name, and I said, how was the volleyball season? And She's looking at me like I have three eyes, like, who are you? I said, well, I just saw your mom. Oh, and then, of course, she's at the age where they roll their eyes when they talk about the mom. But she's gorgeous.
Thank
she's
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
But talk about your husband and your daughter and how much fun you guys all have together.
Yeah, as much as I, you know, love dance and eat, sleep, breathe, dance, you know, I also like some downtime to hang out and spend time with my husband, Larry. You know, he's a wonderful husband and father. And any other time that I have, I'm at any given volleyball game cheering on my daughter.
She's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, she loves volleyball. That's for certain. She loves it. We've got, you know, an excellent program. She's a Capital Cougar player.
Okay.
She's returning this year as a sophomore. She also plays for Vantage Volleyball, which is, you know, a club travel ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we travel.
So she's really into it.
Oh, really
into it. If you travel, you're into your sport.
Yeah, she plays 10 months out of the year.
You like it. But when you're passionate about it, if you assemble a team and travel to other states, you're passionate.
It's big. And, you know, tomorrow, actually, I'm the president of the Boosters for Capital Cougars Volleyball.
Okay.
We're having a car wash at Advance Auto, 4014 McCorkle Avenue Southeast. So that's right there in Kanawha City.
Down by Susie's by the Mound, right?
Nope.
The other one.
In Kanawha City.
Kanawha City. You're in that one. On McCorkle Avenue, I know where that is, close to the old cantina.
See, that's it. Yeah, right by the cantina.
I know people are like, Jim, I have no idea where that is, but I lived in Kanawha City.
Yeah, we're
in the
having
80s.
A car wash tomorrow.
It's right over there.
It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're having a bake sale. It's Capital Cougars Lady Volleyball. Come out, support them. Give some donations.
When will you be doing that?
That's tomorrow.
I know, but what time? 9?
9 to 3 p.m.
I'm literally coming over.
Oh, Jim, we'd love to see
my
it.
My car's parked under a wire.
You can imagine you got birds.
Birds love me. So I'll be over tomorrow to the Cougar Boosters car wash.
That's
Advance.
Right. You will see blue shirts everywhere. Girls in blue Cougars volleyball. Kanawha City, Advance Auto, 4014 McCorkle Avenue Southeast, starting at 9 a.m. Show up, get you a cookie, bake sale, get your car washed. We'd love to have you. We'd love to get a team selfie with you, Jim. That'd be great.
I know I'm coming in. We started off talking dance. We ended up talking about bird poop on my car hood. But I'm going to get washed off by the Boosters of Capital High School and raising money for them. And of course, your daughter who plays volleyball and the other sports up there. We got to run. I could do this all day long.
I could talk to you
I love
day,
you
Jim.
Very
Thanks for
much.
Having me.
Congratulations. I love getting to know you over the years. I admire what you do, and just keep doing what you do. Keep this dancing community going. Come dancing Charleston. Come dancing Charleston,
That's
right?
That's right.
Thank you, Alicia. Now, as promised at the top of the show, we have one more segment to go. We're going to be talking with another girlfriend of mine. Gosh, I have lots of girlfriends.
You do.
I have lots of girlfriends.
I won't tell you that.
She calls them sister wives. She has lots of sister wives. But one of my sister wives is here, Morgan Robinson. She recently was at the Clay Center. Now she has a new role with Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery, and they are one of our sponsors tonight at Live on the Levee. I'm going to talk about their business and their practice, and then why they felt so compelled to be part of the Levee tonight. So when I'm back after this break, I'll be joined with one of my dear friends, Morgan Robinson, and I promise to be right back.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
855-351-FAST. 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 855-351-3278.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to My Town, Your Town on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1410.
And we do welcome you back in. Man, am I having a blast today. I'm having chills. I'm having great guests. I'm having great reunions with people. Just dear people. And again, that's what this show is all about. Episode number 8. We've been talking to great people the previous 7 weeks, and this show has been no different. But if you're just tuning in, we love to talk about good things. It's good people doing good work, good organizations, good companies. It doesn't matter what line of business you're in or organization or grassroots movement you're in, or whether you work with a charity or maybe you're just an individual artist and you're doing good work. We want to talk with you, and that's what this show is all about. So thank you for tuning in. We've got about 15 minutes left in this episode. We had a great conversation with McKinsey to get things rolling about Festival. We had a great conversation there with Alicia, talking all things dance. And as promised at the top of the show, one of my dear friends, Morgan Robinson, now joins us. I've known Morgan. She used to, I met her, I think, working, maybe even before her radio stint, but I met her a lot working in a radio station. And then she's been very prominent moving the Clay Center forward for I don't know how many years. I'll ask her in a moment. And just recently she took a new role that I'm going to learn about with you guys. She's now working with Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery. And I know that's a big deal because they're always alive on the Levy sponsor. And tonight is actually the Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery night at the Moses Otter Group live on Levy for Of the Dale and The Who. Welcome into My Town, Your Town, my girlfriend, Morgan Robinson. Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
That was a long-winded introduction for you.
Listen, I love it.
You got to talk more because I need to catch my breath.
You need to catch your breath. Now, take a drink, catch your breath. I'm so excited to be here and to catch up with you. I feel like we always see each other in passing. And
it's
now
like 30 seconds.
It's 30 seconds.
And now we have 15. It's going to feel like 6 years for us right now, 15 minutes.
We're going to be able to tell life stories. No, excited to hug your neck and kiss your cheek.
Love you. Let's talk about the Clay Center real quickly.
Okay.
How many years were you there?
I was there almost 8 years.
That was a good run.
It was such a good run.
You loved it. You were good at it.
Thank you. I still love the Clay Center.
I know you do.
I still love the Clay Center.
Well, how can you not?
Right. They do such amazing work in the community. Honestly, one of only 3 centers in the entire nation that does science, art, performances, planetarium, all of that right here in Charleston. It's such a gem in our community. We're so blessed to have it. And last night they had a big show, Bluey.
Yeah.
Bluey was there last night.
Did you help book that? And then you said, I can't be there for it.
I know. I was so sad because Blue sold out in like 7 minutes. Yeah, so that was one of those really huge successes for us. It combines that museum audience and the performance audience. So lots of fun. Excited to see that they're doing really well. And you mentioned Festival. They're a huge part of Festival every year. This year they got Dizzy Doc that's going to be doing his balloon sculptures, which is always so much fun.
One of my all-time favorite events of the Festival is when I went by myself. And I just walked into the planetarium 1 year, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it was the first time I'd ever seen it, but I saw the history of the Charleston Ballet, the story of André Van Damme, and I saw it in the planetarium on that curvature.
Yeah, I remember that now,
I'm getting chills. I've gotten like 6 chills during the show today, folks, talking about memories and good things going on, all the good things that we've done, all the good things that are going on now, and all the good things for the future. And that's what resiliency and hope and hopeful thinkers do. We think the future is going to be better than it is now. And right now, it's pretty darn good.
It's pretty darn good, and we're getting better every day.
I want to change gears a little bit. You took a new role 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, a little less than 2 months ago.
Talk about I don't even know what your role is. I know where you're working. So talk about your new role, what that means, and talk about the organization and practice that you're working with.
Yeah, so I took a new role as marketing director for Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery.
They're not just one location, right?
No, we have 12 different locations in 4 states.
I did not know that. I thought it was 3 or 4 in West Virginia. No. I did not. This is the first I heard of this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yep. So we've got 7 locations in West Virginia.
No wonder they needed you.
Thank you. I've been spending a lot of time on the road, which has been so much fun getting to expand my little circle and, you know, keep the roads
hot. I know, I was trying to get
hot.
In touch with you this week. You got back to me.
Yeah.
But you're just traveling, and it's just a whirlwind.
It's a whirlwind. You know me. You and I both like to see people. We like to see people in person. We like to meet them, really get to know people so we can tell their stories correctly. So we are 7 locations in West Virginia,
okay.
A location in Ashland, so neighbors next door in Kentucky,
okay.
A location in Virginia, and we've got 3 locations in the Charlotte, North Carolina market as well.
I honestly did not know that.
Yeah.
So if I'm riding up an elevator on you and I've got like 30 seconds, what do you say Mountain State Oral Surgery does for their patients, their clients, their customers?
So Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery is here to help you smile with confidence.
We love that,
right?
And look at us.
We are board certified specialists and surgeons that specialize in cosmetic surgery, oral surgery, dental implants, wisdom teeth extractions, anything serious that's going on from the neck up, we got you covered.
Wow. I'm learning. That's what.
Good. I'm so glad.
I hope to think that's what good radio guests or hosts do. They don't really know, but they just want to be inquisitive and they want to ask and learn. I'm learning along with the audience right now. I had no idea how large this outfit was. So there's a few employees. There's obviously a few surgeons that you work with.
Yep, we have 7 surgeons.
Wow.
Yep, 7 surgeons. They rotate. They all have their home base, but they'll rotate with practices as well. And right now is getting ready to be a hot wisdom teeth extraction season.
Okay.
You know why? Because it's a lot of these high school and college students that are home for the summer.
See,
don't want to take time off.
Did not
from
know
school.
That.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I remember, I'm learning so much today.
Thank you.
I hope you're learning a lot too. I'm like, I had no idea.
I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out. It was in college. It was over a holiday break, but Lordy, it's such a process to recover from that, but they make it as easy
so that,
as possible.
That's a big service that you guys provide, and it's big right now as the summer months are here, and high school kids and college kids are like, I want to heal when I'm not, when I don't have to be in school and around my friends.
Not worrying about finals or missing a weekend.
The healing for that is not what you might think other surgeries are. I mean, you can bounce back from that.
48 hours. Yeah,
I was going to say 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, really.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you throw an ice pack on and make sure not to drink out of a straw and you're good to go.
And so and you said cosmetic dentistry. Is there some cosmetic dentistry? Is there make your smiles look even prettier than they are now?
And absolutely.
There's so much scientific advancements in that field. Like even in just in our short time in 15 or 20 years ago, I got a new smile in 2007, I believe. But I went back to get a new tooth recently with my dental practice, and I didn't have to wait 2 weeks to get it. We did it
the same day,
4 hours later.
Yeah.
And earlier in 2007, I had to wait 2 weeks to get that.
Yep.
So it's really advancing.
It is advancing, Jim. I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay, what do you got?
All right. So we have introduced a new service. It's a same-day smile service. It's for really extreme cases. So you need a full mouth replacement. Maybe you have damaged teeth. Maybe you're missing a lot of your teeth. You can come in at 11 a.m., have any teeth you have remaining extracted. We'll do a scan of your mouth to find out where the implants should be placed. We'll send that scan to a 3D printer where we will 3D print your entire smile.
No, you won't.
Both arches, 3D printed, 1.5 hours per arch. Then we take it and we characterize it. We customize it to you with different colors and maybe some imperfections so it looks natural.
I don't believe you.
Cure it for 3 minutes, pop it in the mouth, and you are walking out at 5 o'clock, like 4 to 6 hours later. A completely new smile. As soon as you're comfortable, you're able to chew steak, bite into an apple, no restrictions, nothing.
If you could see my face right now, folks, it would be, he doesn't believe her.
Listen, I had to see it to believe it. I got to watch one of the processes. A very lovely gentleman allowed us to watch the process. And I was like, 3D printing. I feel like we were just learning about 3D printing a few years ago. And now we have full.
Now it's here.
Yeah, it's here. It's wild.
When you did 3D printing 2 or 3 years ago, and you're hearing about it, and some of my UC students used to do speeches on it,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, whatever, it'll be here after I pass.
Right.
But now it's already here.
It's here,
And so they talked about it, but now it's actually you're applying it to real-to-real, day-to-day practices, and Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery is actually implementing 3D printing.
We're implementing.
For real
3D
application.
Printing. Yep, absolutely.
Fascinating. I am blown away, by the way.
I'm so excited. It's such an exciting process. It really can change someone's life in 4 to 6 hours. People, your biggest insecurity is when you don't have a smile you're confident in. We love to see people smile. We love to see people
attest.
Smile. With,
I love smile. Yeah. I'm like, Elf, smiling's my favorite. Why are you smiling so much? Smiling's my favorite. I love to smile. Why are you smiling? It's Christmas time. I love to smile. Smile. Smiley's my favorite. So we're smilers. But in 2007, for 2 weeks, I had to smile with my lips only.
Yes.
Because I didn't have, I was getting some work done, but I had to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was the worst time. I don't know why I did it at the time. But the Cystic Fibrosis was having a fundraiser.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, you know, I like to raise money for charities.
Yes, absolutely.
And this, they called it the Charleston's Finest. And we had to do all these photo ops.
Oh, no.
We had to raise money for cystic fibrosis for 2 weeks. And during the gala, I didn't have
tea. No.
All my smile was lips.
Lips.
Like this. I wish you could see me. It wasn't
like a little duck.
It wasn't attractive.
Yeah.
It was not attractive.
It's still attractive, but I get it. If you see Jim or I out in public and we're not smiling with
something's
all our teeth, you know something's wrong.
We have pepper in there or something, or we got hit earlier. I bet if people have an accident, like maybe unfortunate car accident or bicycle wreck, and not that you got in a fight, but you could have. But if you just have a little accident and your teeth are messed up, I guess you fix them.
Absolutely. Any kind of mouth trauma like that.
Wow.
And I think you're right on the money. Sports trauma
is
huge.
Yeah.
Sports trauma is huge. And that's definitely some of the cases that we see on a very regular basis. Essentially, if there's anything that your dentist can't fix, doesn't feel comfortable fixing, you come to us. We will give you a consultation. We'll tell you what your options are, and we will take care of you. We want to make sure that you're smiling with confidence.
As with most of my guests, and we're talking with Morgan Robinson right now. She's the new marketing director with Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery. I could probably talk to her until the cows come home. And I use that term because I used to bring the cows home to milk when I was a kid.
No.
Yes, I did.
Both of my
grandparents were raised on farms.
One of my jobs
was in the afternoon, we'd go get the cows and bring them through the pasture and across the creek and up the hill into the barn, and we would milk them. So when I say I could talk to you till the cows came home,
you really can.
I really could.
You know what that's like.
But now we only have about 3 to 4 minutes left.
Oh, no.
And one of your things that you're doing, Mountain State is so actively involved in the community, and I knew that because of history with Live and Levy, but you're another sponsor again this year, Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery, and tonight you guys are going to be down at the Moses Auto Group Live and Levy, right there on the boulevard, right?
Yeah, we're going to be right on the boulevard.
Nice.
We got lots of fun freebies to give away for you.
Cool.
And we're going to be giving information. We have a lot of our clinical staff with us that are going to be joining us as volunteers. So you can ask them some questions, learn a little bit more about what we have to offer, and let us help you smile.
So all the stuff that we've been talking about, how great this service is, Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery. You can learn more face-to-face. You can pick up something physically, I am sure. You can pick up an advertising specialty. I don't know what those are going to be, but they'll have some goodies down there. And I'm sure their telephone number will be on there and their website. And I'm going to ask you to give that to us in just a moment. But you picked a very great night to be part of this Live on Levy. At 6:30, we have Of the Dell. They'll play for an hour. And then you'll hear on the stage from someone from Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery. And then they're still going to continue to be there. And we're going to enjoy John Ingram and a tribute to The Who. John Ingram and all his friends, there's probably going to be 10 to 15 brilliant musicians on that stage. The Schoenbaum stage will come alive with all things The Who. They're not a Who tribute band. It's a tribute to The Who. So all The Who songs. You picked a good night, Morgan.
Listen, John Ingram, I think I'm a member of his fan club, have been for a long time. And these nights, he really brings the music to life. It's amazing, puts his own spin on it, and highlights the amazing talent that we have right here in the Metro Valley, in the Tri-State. He's like the Pied Piper. We all follow him when he starts to play.
He wants to have a record 50-50 night tonight. You know, we do this a great time for a great cause. And tonight is Manamil night. We help inner city charities who may need a bite to eat and a place to stay. So tonight is Manamil. The record for 50-50, Morgan, is 2,700.
Okay.
And that was done by Manamil 4 years ago with our girlfriend Tara.
Yeah.
And now Amy runs Manamil. John, I don't have much time. John tonight has donated, but Jeff Pearson drew them. I don't know if you heard this. I have a picture I'll show you. But there's characters of all four members of The Who. We're going to do a second 50-50 drawing, and someone's winning those.
That's so exciting.
So someone wins the pot, and then someone wins the 50.
That's awesome. Manamil has their truck now,
It'll be down there.
Great cause.
So we want to try to hit $3,000 tonight in 50-50, folks. So come down. It should be picture-perfect weather-wise. I don't care if you boat, ride a skateboard, get on a paddleboard, car, motorcycle, bike, or just walk down. But get to Charleston. Get to Haddad Riverfront Park. The Schoenbaum stage will be popping starting at 6:30. We go to 9:30. It's Mountain State Oral and Facial Surgery night. So they'll be there in all their glory. Come and learn more about their services and listen to them speak a few minutes from the stage and win some cool characters, win some money, get a bite to eat, Have a drink. Enjoy your neighbors. Morgan, I love you. I got to run.
I love you.
I love you so
much. I'll see you tonight.
We've got about 10 seconds left. Thank you for joining us for another episode of My Town, Your Town. Episode number 8 flew by. We'll see you next week. Love you guys.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the final transaction.
That's right, Joe. Heather's moment has arrived, and you just hope all that training pays off.
Heather lays down her purchase, but Randy rings it up as slowly as he can.
He is a wily veteran.
It gives Heather's eyes the chance to wander.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she's looking at the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer. Go to takeahealthystand.org.
1410 AM, WSCW, and W272DW, 102.3 FM. South Charleston, an LM Communications.